Welcome to Sports with Carney. I'm your host, Logan Carney. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're listening to this live, the time is 7:43. So a little bit behind schedule, but you know, nonetheless, we had a little bit of technical difficulties before the power went out in Yorktown, kind of messed up my research. But here we are. We're going to do a entire Robert Morris football special. So stay tuned for some Robert Morris football live at Robert Morris University. This is Sports with Carney. Let's get started here. Thank you for tuning in to RMU Radio. This is Sports with Carney on RMU Radio with your host, Logan Carney. I'd like to, once again, thank you all for tuning in. I'd like to also mention that coming up tomorrow, if you haven't already planned on going, the Blues Society of Western Pennsylvania is presenting a Blues Attack with Joe West. It'll be here at Robert Morris University at 5 p.m. tomorrow, and it's going to be a great time. You know, there's going to be a documentary shown by Robert Morris, made by Robert Morris people, about the Blues here in Pittsburgh. So be sure to check that out. It's getting some big attention. Saw it in the paper the other day. It was on WDVE. So it's a big thing to be, you know, looking forward to. But we don't, you know, even though this is Robert Morris' show, we don't talk much about Robert Morris football. But we're going to talk Robert Morris football here for these next 20 minutes or so. This is a Robert Morris football special, quick football special, as I like to call it. Robert Morris, last week, they took on St. Francis, and they lost 36-7. Now, here's the thing. I'm writing an article about it. It's going to be coming out tomorrow. Be sure to check it out about the state of Robert Morris football, which is why I wanted to talk about Robert Morris football here. The Colonials, they're not looking that good. And you can look at their 2-6 record and be like, oh, well, you're obvious. Well, I predicted them to win, you know, finish 5-6, 6-5. They can still finish 5-6. They still can't. They can win out. They got two games that are very, very winnable. Against Wagner and Bryant. Those are their next two games. Bryant's at home, their last home game. It's going to be senior night, so they can win. Those are two winnable games. Central Connecticut, they were a bad team last year. They're a good team this year. I don't think they'll beat Central Connecticut. But they can. They can. So they can still win 5-6. And when you look at their stats, you know, points per game, 9.2. That's actually, you know, even though their offense has actually improved in terms of yardage over the years, over last year, they're averaging over 200. They're averaging about 215 yards as opposed to about 150 last year per game. They averaged under 100 yards passing last year. I mean, that's absurdly low. You know, that doesn't happen in anything. They averaged 99 yards passing a game last year. They're averaging 215 yards total offense. You would think with that increase of yardage, significant increase, which, you know, about 100 yards more, you think that would go with points. But they're actually having their lowest scoring total under Coach John Banaszak. So the past 4 years, 9.2 average per game. So how does that explain? How can one explain that? I think back to the VMI game where Nick Basiglia, the kicker, you know, missed three field goals or four field goals. Three of them hit the side post. That's one of the reasons. And that perfectly sums up the reason is that they're great for driving down there, but they just can't score in the red zone. You know, I think about the Steelers, and yes, Rob Morris does not have nearly the amount of talent as the Steelers do. Let's not compare the teams. But the Steelers' offense is great this year, and then they get to the red zone, and then they fold. You're not going to win many games doing that. That's why Robert Morris is 2-6. The defense is still good. Defense is fourth in the NEC. Defense isn't the issue. And, you know, two of those losses were because they got blown out by North Dakota State, Youngstown State, great teams, Duquesne. Some good teams. You know, so the defense is still good. Defense is still there. But the offense is just, we haven't seen enough improvement over head coach, during head coach John Banzak's era. You know, they had 9.2 average points. They upgrade in yardage. So there is a, you know, I said it in my article. That is improvement, significant improvement. That gives me hope. Is that upgrade in yardage? By about 80 yards, 80, 70 yards, around there. That's really significant. But if it doesn't translate to points, you know, who cares? Scoring defense and scoring offense are the two most important statistics in football. Nobody can tell me otherwise. Because when it comes down to it, you know, look at the Lions against the Steelers the other day. I keep using them as a reference. They had over 450 yards of offense. But they got stopped in the red zone 5 times. You know, 2 times they didn't end up getting anything. So the scoring defense and scoring offense are the most important. And their scoring offense is averaging under 10 points a game. Now, I'm not going to be on the fire John Banaszak bandwagon. That's, you know, a lot of Robert Morris fans have taken up to saying. Personally, I don't think Banaszak's as bad as people make him out to be. I really don't. You know, offensively, yeah, he's no guru. He's not. But his defense was the worst in football his first year. It was worst in the NEC, which is probably the worst conference in all of football. So you can make the case that he had the worst defense in all of football in his first year. They've been consistently in third and fourth of the conference. Now, again, the conference isn't that good. So we're not going to be, you know, hoisting any banners with that statistic. But last time I checked, we're not worried about those games against Youngstown State. We're worried against those games against Duquesne, St. Francis, Wagner, Bryant. Those are the teams that Rob Morris compares to. Those are the teams that Rob Morris worries about. And that's why I think it's great that they've had an offense or defense, my apologies, within third and fourth. But when it comes down to it, you know, the offense needs to improve. This may be Banaszak's last year. I mean, I think it's known that he's on the hot seat. You know, I think it's well known. If he wins out, personally, I would bring him back. If they manage to win out and get 5-6, I would bring him back for another year. Say, hey, coach, you got one more year to have a winning record. If you don't, you're gone. Because a lot of his guys are returning. His offensive line, 3 freshmen, 2 sophomores. Their 3 biggest players on offense, Harrison Dreher, he's a redshirt freshman. Jimmy Walker is a junior. Warren Robinson, junior. Their 3 biggest playmakers are going to be returning next year. So if they finish 5-6, if they win out, I bring them back. Maybe 4-6. If they finish 3-6 again, then he's gone. You know, you can't really excuse that with your fourth year. When college football, you get 3 to 4 years to establish, you know, a winning team, to show significant improvement. And like I said, this is by scoring offense, this is their worst year. By yards, this is the best year under coach John Banaszak. The defense has always been good, but it has taken a little bit. They were third the past 2 years. Averaging 3 more points per game, which a lot of people don't think is significant. You're like, oh, it's only 1 extra field goal. Keep in mind, 1 more field goal a game, Robert Morris is giving up 30 points per game. So it is significant. Because you don't win many games when your defense is giving up 30 points. So while the defense has been great, it's not been as good as the past 2 years. So how does, you know, the state of the program, it's an unhealthy program right now. I mean, it is. It's an unhealthy program. Do I think the program can improve? Again, I picked them to finish 5-6, 6-5 this year. So don't take me saying this program is unhealthy as me just being consistently negative, you know, Nancy. Because that's not me. I'm positive Pete. All right? I've been, you know, ostracized by people for picking them to finish 5-6, 6-5. That's what I said that they would do. They can still do that. Not holding out hope. So believe me when I say that I think this program will improve. Whether head coach John Banaszak, whether he's the coach next year or not. If he's the head coach next year or not, I think this program will improve. The offensive line is young. That is really significant because their problems have been the offensive line. It has been only, it's really been the main reason is the offensive line. They've had some injuries there. The run game hasn't been able to get established as well. Not to mention, you know, the passing game has struggled sometimes because Jimmy Walker has been under pressure. The offensive line is the big issue. When it comes down to football, the offensive line is the most important part of the entire team, is who wins that battle at front. Having a good offensive line is huge. Look at the Cowboys. Look at the Steelers. Look at the Eagles. Look at the Raiders. Look what they've done with offensive lines that are good. The Raiders not so much this year, but look what they've done with offensive lines that are good. So the offensive line, if they improve, if they develop like their coaches believe they will, and again, in last week they had three freshmen start. One of them was a redshirt freshman, and then they had two sophomores. So a total of 2 years of playing of college playing experience of all five of their starting linemen last week. So that is significant. You know, and they're not going to lose any of their playmakers. The offense can improve next year. They can. Will they win the NAC? No. No, they won't. They won't. You can throw that belief right out the window. Duquesne will win it. St. Francis will win it. I mean, there's much better teams in the NAC. Central Connecticut. There's much better teams out there. Can they finish third or fourth? Definitely. NAC is not a good conference. It's not. It's not a good conference. They can definitely win it. I'd like to thank you all for joining in again. This is Sports with Carney, with your host Logan Carney. We're doing a quick Robert Morris football special to promote an upcoming article that I have about the state of the Robert Morris football team, football program, rather. You know, it's an unhealthy program when you're going through the coaching change or the coaching carousel. That's how you know it's an unhealthy program, because that means, because when you go through the coaching carousel, the next coach has got to develop his team all over, fit his system, get his guys. This isn't the NFL where you can go out and get a whole new group of team through free agency or trades. You know, trades don't happen that often. There's been some great ones this week, but they don't happen that often. No, you gotta recruit and develop, especially if an FCS school. You're not going to get 4 or 5-star recruits or 3-star recruits, guys that are going to come in and play great right away. You have to develop teams in FCS. That's how Joe Walton did it. You have to develop guys. And again, I said earlier, I don't think Banaszak's as bad as people say he is, because he's done a great job at recruiting and developing as far as his defense goes. Like I said, he had the worst defense in the AAC his first year, which weren't his players. Next 3 years, top three each year. Except for this year when they're just slightly out of it. But they could be at the end of the year when they play their two of the worst teams in the AAC in the next 2 weeks. Special teams have been phenomenal, which is very underrated. You know, you look back at last week when they almost won entirely because of special teams. They had a kick return for a touchdown. They had a fumbled punt on the other side that they almost recovered. They had a blocked kick. I was sorry, 2 weeks ago, not last week, but they almost won because of special teams. That was against Sacred Heart. So he's done there. He's done there well. And he brought in, you know, a former NFL offensive coordinator, Mike Miller, but that hasn't really, you know, fixed the offense that well. even though it has shown improvement. So how do you fix this program? That's the thing. You know, people will say it's just as easy as getting a new head coach. Well, it's not as easy. Like I said, head coach, I think he could win with this team next year if he stays here. If he stays here. If they don't win five games, if he doesn't win out, I don't think he'll be here. But again, I'm not making the decisions. You know, I think he can win next year. I think the team, whoever's the head coach is, I believe they can win with this group of players. I do trust this group of players. The offensive line's young. They need to develop. I've seen this happen before. At my high school, it was at Plumborough. Horrible team. My freshman, sophomore years. Didn't win a single game. Junior year, made the playoffs. They beat our rivals, Penn Hills, who's one of the better football teams in Whippeels, which is known for its football programs. So I've seen this stuff happen before. I know that this is like deja vu to me. Deja vu. I have total faith in this offensive line. I have total faith in this quarterback. Total faith in this running back. I have somewhat faith in the coaching staff. If the coaching staff returns. Do you just, you look at their opponents too. Well, Morris, most of their points have come in the first quarter. And then it's those middle corners where they are just horrible on offense. It's almost like we've seen your, you know, your system. We got to figure it out. They scored 28 points in the first quarter this year. 9 in the second, 13 in the third, 24 in the fourth. So those middle two quarters are really hurting Robert Morris. Then again, you know, the third and fourth quarters on defense, 35 points in the third quarter, jumps to 52 in the fourth. And then 65 in the second and 68 in the first. So the defense gets off to slow starts. Their offense is only good at the beginning and the end and those middle things. They're just not consistent. They're not consistent. You know, I remember watching that Sacred Heart game. When they got down into the red zone multiple times, they failed to score. And then they lost on a pick six. Yeah, can you believe that? They lost on a pick six. 21-14 was the final score. But they couldn't score in the red zone. When you can't score in the red zone, you're not going to win games. You're not going to win even the weak conference of Northeast. You're not going to do that. You know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you all again for tuning in to Sports with Carney. This is a quick football, Army football special. We're going to be coming up close to the end. Only about a minute left here. But I'd like to invite you all to stay tuned on and go turn to RMU TV as I'll be on Colonial Sports Center discussing my upcoming article. It'll be coming out tomorrow. Also, if you want to read more of me, you can find my profile on RMU Centric Media. With all of my sports articles related to Robert Morris. And you can find more on Berg Nation, a blog and podcast that I do as well. And I just want to close with the thought. Do you guys honestly think that the solution to Robert Morris football is changing the head coach? Because it's not. It's deeper than that. This group of players can win. This group of players can win. All right. But you're not going to get consistent again if you're not going to start winning. Robert Morris football needs to win next year, no matter who is there. Because Jimmy Walker's only going to be one more year. And he's a good quarterback. He's the best quarterback that Banaszak has ever had. So we'll see what happens. This has been Sports with Carney and our quick Robert Morris football special. Thank you all again for joining me in. And we will see you next week. Maybe we'll do a show at 8. Maybe we'll do a show at 7. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see if I'm on Colonial Sports Center. Good night, everyone.
ever get that fear that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summer in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week.